Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lisper Podcast. Once again, it's your host, it's your boy, it's me, it's Tyrone, it's the Lisper, and the co-host is here. The co-host is here. Notice that it's not the cousin. The cousin got fired already. He got fired because, I thought he was going to be good, but then he ended up not being good. He ended up not being what I thought he was going to be, so co-host got his job back, you know what I mean? We already busted up. We already been busting it up before you got here. We was already busting it up, you know, just prepping, discussing what was going to be on today's episode. You know how it is. Starscream is here. Starscream is here, but jet mode. Yeah, Starscream's here, but he's in jet mode. You see, so all he can do is fly around. He can't talk in jet mode. When he stops screaming about motherfucking Megatron, he can go back to his regularly scheduled program. But right now, I keep his ass in jet mode. So now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. So, today's episode is called Dreaming. It's called Dreaming, and it refers to you Eagles fans. You Eagles fans, and now I realize some of the actual Eagles players. It refers to you Eagles fans, and some of you Eagles players during that 2013 Eagles team. That 2013 Eagles team that everybody thought was going to win the Super Bowl. That everybody was talking about was the dream fucking team. That these people was talking about was the dream fucking team. And that y'all believed in and y'all hope for it. Well, I wasn't even going to bring it up. Because I've always teased Eagle fans about the so-called dream team. I've always teased them about that. I've always talked shit to all of my Eagles fans, my brothers, my dad, everybody that I know that love the Eagles because I live in Philadelphia, damn near everybody. I always talk shit to them about their little dream team, about their little situation, about Chip Kelly. I talk shit to them all the time about it. So I didn't need to do this. I didn't need to bring this up. I didn't need to relive this. I didn't need to rub it in, you know what I'm saying, nobody's faces. I didn't need to do none of that shit, right? But I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Why? Because I see these three motherfuckers on podcasts and on TV and going on world tours with their big old delusion of grandeur, going on world tours talking about how Chip Kelly fucked up their careers, going on world tours talking about how they could have won Super Bowls, they could have been champions, they could have did this, that, and all the others. I'll drink to that shit because it's phony baloney. So, you know, go on Instagram, you go on Facebook, you go on TikTok, you go in these places, right? And you see these dudes, you see the little snippets, that they put out of these dudes saying these things. You see little snippets of the interviews, you see little here and there's, you know what I mean? ESPN brings it up, First Take talks about it, other people talk about it. You get all that information in, right? And then you say one thing. You say one thing like, y'all was corny anyway. Or you say one thing like, them dudes wasn't it. Or you say one thing like, I didn't like that team. Or they didn't win. You know, you say anything. You make a comment that's against what the fuck the snippet says. It's against what the fuck them motherfuckers says. And then all of a sudden, you hate them. All of a sudden, it's like, you're a Mike Vick hater. You worried about him fucking fighting dogs and all that shit. You're a Deshaun Jackson hater. You're a bitch. You worried about Deshaun. He wasn't no gangster. I mean, you worried about LeSean McCoy was one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL. You be talking shit. You just shit talking. You just a hater. All the bullshit. And I go, okay. This is what we doing? I said one comment that might even be true. And this is what we doing. I'm getting 300 comments. So, you know, I could have went back in there and I could have been like, nope, you know, typing. Twitter fingers. You know, I could have been in there all day and all motherfucking night having to type. But I decided, nope, you know what? I have a forum. I have a platform. I have a podcast. And I know I write books. I know I write stories on vocal. I know I'm a writer, but boy, talking is way, way better than writing that shit. And I can talk like a motherfucker. So I said, why type? Why use my phone and my computer and do all this shit to do all of this typing and waste all my time and energy putting words on the screen when these words can come the fuck out of my mouth and I can address all yous. I can address all yous, motherfuckers, at one time. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Kill 452,322 birds with one motherfucking episode. Bang, 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 killing you. And I said birds. It wasn't a play on words. I said birds, Eagles fans, birds. Really pigeons, pigeon fans. That's right. I always call the Eagles the pigeons because they is. Eagles are luxurious birds, beautiful birds, wonderful birds that win every time they come out. Every time you see an eagle, that motherfucker's winning. When you see an eagle, when he go down, he snatch that fish, he got a big ass. Damn! When you see eagles grab a fish, you be like, damn! Look at that motherfucking fish he got. I've been out here fishing all day. I ain't catch shit, and the eagle come down right now, and he swooped the fucking striper? Damn! The Eagles' face card, the Eagles' looks don't never be fucked up. The Eagles are always dressed to impress. Every time you see an Eagle, you're like, oh shit, look at that motherfucker there. That motherfucker fly as shit. That motherfucker look nice than a motherfucker, man. You want to take pictures and everything. Eagles don't never fail the face card. They always look good as shit. Okay? And then you got Eagly off of a Peacemaker. Did y'all watch Peacemaker? Y'all need to watch Peacemaker. But if y'all watch Peacemaker, Vigilante thought he was Peacemaker's best friend. Vigilante was on there talking about, I'm your best friend. He was like, fall back, motherfucker. Eagly's my best friend. So fall the fuck back. That is an eagle. Okay? The Philadelphia Eagles are not eagles. They pigeons. Most of the time you see them, they're ugly. Most of the time you don't want them around. But sometimes there's a nice little group of pigeons, and you'd be like, oh, look at them pigeons. Sometimes they do look nice. Sometimes they do beat that squirrel for that chicken wing. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you see a pigeon, and I'm like, oh, he got him a good piece of chicken. That's from Popeyes. He loves that chicken from Popeyes. You know what I mean? Sometimes you see a pigeon, he got a piece of Popeyes chicken, and you're like, oh, shit. But then you see a squirrel or a possum. Y'all live in the city. You see a squirrel or a possum come and take that chicken right from that pigeon because that pigeon's a bitch. When the squirrel come up, the pigeon fly away and the squirrel get the chicken. The squirrel take the Popeye's chicken from the pigeon. That's the Eagles. That's the Philadelphia Eagles. They pigeons. And there's a lot of pigeons in Philadelphia too, shitting on cars, doing all kinds of dumb shit. That's the fans. That's the Eagles fans. The pigeons that's out here in Philadelphia that's shitting on the cars, that's you. That's y'all. That's y'all Eagles fans. But the actual Eagles, they the birds. They the birds. They the pigeons. Because they don't win. And they don't look that good. Particularly this season, they winning games, but they ain't looking that good. They looking like pigeons that fucked around and got some chicken. Fucked around once in a while and got some Popeyes. But soon as the squirrels come, soon as the dogs come, soon as the possums come, they leave that chicken right on there and fly away like the little bitch birds that they are. That's the Eagles. They pigeons. They pigeons. Yeah, one time in my life, I seen them keep the chicken. You know what I'm saying? One time in my life, matter of fact, one time somebody dropped the steak. One time somebody dropped the steak and the Eagles picked the steak up. One time in my entire life, I seen the Eagles get the steak. Now, I see real life Eagles get that fish all the time. They get that striper every time. They out here getting them fish. One time, I saw the Philadelphia Pigeons get the steak. One time in my whole life. So yeah, I don't call them the Eagles. I call them the Pigeons. But anyway, I'm getting y'all today. Okay, first of all, I can get them collectively because collectively they was on the same team. Collectively they was doing the interviews, press conferences. That 2013 Eagles team, they was out there talking about we the shit. They was out there talking about we gonna win this. They was out there talking about some dream team shit. And y'all was with him too. Everybody was telling, oh, they going to win. Mike Vick, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson. They got the shit. They going to win. Chip Kelly's in the building. We going to win. We going to take over the shit. And they didn't win. They lost. They lost. Hey, y'all talked all that shit and y'all lost. So, first of all, that negates the whole Dream Team shit from the door. I don't know a Dream Team that was a real Dream Team that lost. The NBA Dream Team won. The NBA Dream Team, you know what I mean? They won it. They won the whole Olympics. They didn't lose. Okay, when they called the Miami Heat a Dream Team with LeBron and them, yeah, they did lose. They did lose. But they redeemed themselves. They lost once. And then they won some things. You know what I mean? They did actually become the Dream Team. They may not have been the Dream Team that first year, but they ended up being the Dream Team. They won. The Boston Big Three, they weren't called a Dream Team, but people say it now, oh, that was a Dream Team. You know, they won. They won. Okay. You know what I'm saying? The Golden State Warriors, they call them the Dream Team. Put together, especially when KD got there, that was the dream motherfucking dream team of all fucking motherfucking dreams. They was the Dream Warriors. Don't want to dream no more. They was the motherfucking Dream Warriors. And they motherfucking won. So, kill the Dream Team shit. Because y'all was what? Dreaming. Dreaming. Y'all were dreaming. Y'all wasn't the Dream Team. Y'all was dreaming of being a Dream Team. That's what y'all was doing. Y'all was dreaming of being a Dream Team because Dream Team don't lose. And yeah, that's their argument. That's their argument. See how I said wade into it. You see how I said wade into it? Because that was their argument. Their argument was that if they had stayed together, if they had had more time together, if they would have been able to flourish together, that they would have ended up being a Dream Team because they would have ended up winning championships. They would have won some Super Bowls. That's what they said. They said, we could have won some Super Bowls. And these motherfuckers is out here talking about not one Super Bowl, but more than one. These motherfuckers is out here in the world telling people that had they stayed together, they would have won more than one Super Bowl. Possibly two, maybe three. LeSean was talking about maybe three. LeSean, are you kidding me? Now, LeSean did say we could have won the Super Bowl. Mike Vick did say, but LeSean McCoy was talking about we could have won maybe three. Motherfucker, what? Ain't no way, bro. Ain't no motherfucking way. Okay? It's just not. It's just not. So now, as a collective, I can say they was fucked up. So now I'm going to spend the rest of my time telling you how individually they was fucked up. Okay? Let's start first with Mike Vick. Mike Vick, as we all know, didn't win shit in Atlanta. Didn't win nothing in Atlanta. Like Mike Vick, what did you win in Atlanta? Did y'all win Super Bowl? Didn't you play in one? You played in one Super Bowl. Y'all played in one. Y'all lost. And then you ain't never playing no more. You didn't ever win one. You wasn't never the league MVP, or was you? I don't know. I don't know if he was league MVP, but that's a personal award. They don't put you on GOAT status as far as like quarterbacks is concerned. You know what I'm saying? You're not making a Hall of Fame just for winning one MVP or whatever, right? Matter of fact, you got more famous for what you did to get out of the NFL than what you did in the NFL. I don't want to talk about it, but we know, y'all know the Mike Vick story. I don't want to bring it up. It's discrediting to a black man that done good things, and I don't like to discredit black men that done good things, even though you did a bad thing. You did a bad thing, but you paid your dues. You took your comeuppance. I give it to you. You rocked out. And you got your second chance. The Eagles said, hey, man. Hey, man, this guy deserves a second chance. You know, Andy Reid said, hey, man, this guy deserves a second chance. And we here to get second chances. But then when Andy Reid fell again, and he was on what? He was on like his 10th chance or something. Andy Reid, you know, you got more than two chances in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying, man? So when Andy Reid failed, he finally failed. He failed. He had to go. He had to go. Andy Reid had to go. Andy Reid had to go. But it was cool. It was cool because we had because y'all had to get Chip Kelly. Y'all had to get Chip Kelly because Andy Reid had to go. It was finally Andy Reid's time was up in Philadelphia, and y'all had to get Chip Kelly. That was fine. That was fine. Andy Reid felt, but he gave you a chance, right? And it was your second chance. You was going to be redeemed. You know what I mean? You was an Eagle now. Yeah, woo! You ain't did shit in Atlanta for real. You ain't did shit in Atlanta for real, but you was going to see you was going to save the Eagles. You was going to get your second chance on the Eagles, and you was going to be the man. You was going to be the man. And you was. You was the man for a little bit. Never played not one full season, though. Y'all do realize that Mike Vick did not finish not one full season as a Philadelphia Eagle. Never played all 16 games of the season. Never. Not one time. That sounds crazy, don't it? Don't that sound crazy? But it's true. Look it up. Look up my man's stats. Mike Vick never played a full season in a Philadelphia Eagles uniform. Not even one fucking time. Okay? Instead of calling him Mike Vick, y'all might want to call him Mike Sick, because he was always calling out Sick. Can't work. I know it's injuries. I do know it's injuries, and injury and sick are the same thing. But look, Mike Sick, it works, though, don't it? Mike Sick. Because that's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. When you got to come out to play, is Michael Vick going to be playing? Nope, Mike Sick. Mike Sick Vick. Can't come out. Can't play. Can't show up to work today. You know what I'm saying? But this is the guy that was like, he was a dream team quarterback. The dude that can't even show up. The dude that can't even be there. The dude that can't even play all 16 games of the regular season. But he's a dream team quarterback. He's a quarterback that y'all dream of having. I don't know. Nobody wanted him. You know what I mean? After what he did, nobody definitely wanted him. Now look, his resume was okay. It was cool in Atlanta, but nobody really was checking for him after what happened in Atlanta. He didn't win shit. But after the situation, everybody was, Tom Brady is alive. You know, Peyton Manning is playing. You know what I mean? There was quarterbacks out there. Nobody wanted Mike Vick. He got a second chance in Philadelphia from a coach that was on his, 10th chance, 8th chance. You know what I mean? So he understood the situation. Like, I'm getting chances too out this bitch. Let me give a chance to somebody else. But he never even was healthy enough. He wasn't even available. And y'all called this man a dream team quarterback? Y'all said y'all dreamed of having him? He was on a dream team? No. Mm-mm. No. And let's be honest. Let's be honest. He wasn't that great. I don't know where, that's what I'm talking about, delusions of grandeur. Where was it that Mike Vick ever in his career, before the incident, when he was in Atlanta, even when he played with the Eagles, when was Mike Vick great? He gave all them glimpses. He had glimpses. He had glimpses, and y'all painted the whole motherfucking picture. Y'all made the whole movie. Y'all made the whole video. All the glimpses, y'all made a whole movie, painted a whole picture, made a whole video, everything. Y'all did everything off of glimpses of greatness. Glimpses that never actually panned out. Glimpses that never actually became fucking greatness for real. Ooh, I had to get that out of the way. Hallelujah. But yeah, like I said, Mike Vick wasn't even great for real in the first place. You know what I mean? So even if the incident that got him out of football, that made him require a second chance, even if that never happened, right? Mike Vick would never be the quarterback on any dream team y'all pick. That's the problem. That's the problem. Y'all full of shit, because if y'all had to pick y'all dream team, all you Eagles fans, if y'all had to pick y'all dream team, or all you people that's not even Eagles fans, all you fans across the world that still said that was a decent team, that like Mike Vick, all you fans that be getting on me because I be hating on black quarterbacks, all y'all that say that shit, if you had to pick your dream team, I guarantee you that Tom Brady or Peyton Manning would have been your quarterback before Mike Vick. All you people, and I know for a fact that y'all play fantasy football. I was in fantasy football leagues. I was in some leagues during 2013 where Mike Vick never got picked. Not even as the backup. Mike Vick wasn't on a lot of these fantasy teams that I had in fantasy football league. So when you had the opportunity to create your best team out of the talent that was on the field, y'all didn't even pick Mike Vick for fantasy. You had a chance to make him your dream team quarterback. Y'all didn't pick him. Tom Brady and Mike Vick were still there. Tom Brady. Peyton Manning and Mike Vick were still there. Peyton Manning. You know? And it was other quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers and Mike Vick were still there. Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So Mike Vick wasn't even your real life dream team quarterback. He wasn't even your real life dream quarterback. You wouldn't even pick him for your fantasy team. But here, y'all want to fucking act like these motherfuckers was dream team. They can call themselves dream team. They would have won championships. Mike Vick, you want to talk shit? You want to act like you was that dude when you know you wasn't that dude? Take accountability, my man, okay? And then Mike Vick didn't get sent away. Like, Deshaun Jackson left and LeSean McCoy left. Mike Vick stayed there. Mike Vick stayed there, but let's think about his stats. Let's look at it. Look at his stats. And this ain't me making this up. This ain't me talking shit. This is not bullshit. This is factual. Y'all said numbers don't lie. So Mike Vick's stats for the last season that he was with the Eagles, he had 1,215 yards. He only played 7 games. Not even half the season. My man couldn't even finish half the season. He only played 7 games. He had a 54% completion percentage, which stinks. That shit stinks. That completion percentage is like a wet fart. It's like a wet fart. I can go to the NFL right now, me, and throw screen passes and get the 54%. You see what I'm saying? 5 motherfucking touchdowns in 7 games. That means he didn't even throw a touchdown pass in every game that he played in. He averaged less than 1 touchdown per game. And this was a dude that said that at this point, he could have won a Super Bowl as a starting quarterback. With those stats, this man said that at this point, because let's remember, Deshaun Jackson and LeSean McCoy left in 2013. This was Mike Vick in 2014. They were talking about that had they stayed together, they could have won championships. So at this point, Mike Vick was a dream quarterback. At this point, with those stats, with only being able to play 7 games, throwing 54%, so not even averaging less than a touchdown per game, that dude was the dude that y'all telling me was going to win a fucking Super Bowl as a starting quarterback? Yeah, miss me with the bullshit. Miss me with the bullshit. Okay? Here's the other thing, and this is cool, too. Okay, they said Deshaun Jackson wasn't there, LeSean McCoy wasn't there. Okay. So how banging is Mike Vick if he has to have a fucking dream running back and a dream wide receiver in order for him to win the Super Bowl? And without a dream running back and without a dream wide receiver, he stinks. Your dream quarterback, your Super Bowl winning quarterback, your starting motherfucking best quarterback on the planet, without a dream wide receiver and a dream running back, that motherfucker stinks. That's what he needs to win a Super Bowl. Is a dream quarter, a dream wide receiver and a dream running back. He needs that to win the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls with what he was winning with? Yeah. How does that make sense? And even if he needs that to win the Super Bowl, that's cool. He needs that to win the Super Bowl. But without that, he's a bum. Without that, he's an average dude. Without that, he can't even throw a touchdown pass in every game that he plays in. That ain't making sense to me. Mike Vick, that is not adding up. Okay? It's just not adding up. It's just not, it ain't working. And Mike Vick said, this is what he said. He said, I'm Mike Vick, and I come in, and Chip Kelly's telling me that I have to fight for my job as a backup, might be having to play backup to Nick Foles. And he said he cried. He cried about it. You should have been crying. You should have been crying. That's a sad day. That's a sad day when you Mike Vick and you think you the shit and you talking dream team shit. And you come in and they go, hey, man, we might start Nicky Foles, right? But then again, is it? Because Nicky Foles won the Super Bowl. He did something you couldn't even do. In the city, you couldn't do it in. So maybe Nick Foles was the correct choice. Maybe Nick Foles was the best option. Maybe instead of pumping your career up, you might have fucked Nick Foles' career up. Because maybe at that time, Nick Foles was that dude. And Nick Foles was going to win that championship back then. And Nick Foles was going to have a career he was supposed to have. Maybe you held Nick Foles back instead of the other way around, my man. Because maybe Nick Foles was ready then. He didn't get that opportunity. And then when he did get the opportunity, he won the Super Bowl. But then when he had to be the starter, he wasn't ready. I don't know. And look, fuck Nick Foles. That ain't not real life fuck. Don't look at me. Cancel culture. Listen, I wasn't saying fuck the man for real. I'm saying fuck him as far as the conversation was concerned. I don't know Nick Foles. Nah, man, I wasn't even being malicious. No, I'm like, fuck him, but fuck him. I don't want to fucking talk about. Y'all know what the fuck I'm saying? Oh, shit. My bad. I'm sorry. All right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye. I'm just saying. He used that the fact that Chip Kelly said, hey, man, you might have to back up Nick Foles. And he was mad about it. He was hurt about it. He was crying about it. He should have been, but it ain't Nick Foles' fault. And it ain't about, oh, you so much better talent-wise than Nick Foles. It was about, dude, you ain't finished. I got here, and I saw you before I got here because I wasn't coached the whole time, but I saw you before I got here, and I know you didn't play. I know you weren't durable enough to be the finish the season, play all the season games, you know? And I'm also looking at these stats. I'm looking at these stats and some of them's okay, but some of them's like, And you a little old in the tooth, ain't you? Yeah, you a little age danger. Yeah, you are. And at your peak in Atlanta, you ain't really won shit. You ain't really won nothing. And I got confidence that Nick Foles can stay healthy. I see him in practice. He's looking good in the pocket. Damn sure guarantee my man can throw for 54 motherfucking percent. You know what I'm saying? So you mad that you got to fight for your job with Nick Foles? And then you're talking all that shit about how y'all could have won after that had y'all stayed together, but you played for two more seasons. After that, Eagles let you go. After you was left from the Eagles, you played for two more seasons. And both of those seasons was worse than the season that you previously had. Both of those seasons was worse than the seasons that you was with the Eagles, when the season that you was with the Eagles wasn't even that damn good. So make it make sense. How was you better? How would you would have been better? How would y'all was going to win the Super Bowl with a quarterback that was declining, that didn't even play better after this fact? Like, come on now. Make it make sense. And DeSean Jackson, you's next. Cause I think enough on my man Vic. I think enough on my man Vic, and I think DeSean Jackson, it's about to be some on you. Okay, it's time to be some on you, DeSean. All right, cause DeSean Jackson, he was decent. He's a decent wide receiver. I always said that DeSean was a one trick pony. I always said that. I said DeSean Jackson's a one trick pony. He's got speed. He can get open at times, you know what I mean? And McNabb used him pretty good. McNabb always found him open. But, you know, he had the privileges of having a quarterback that could scramble. He had the privileges of having a quarterback that could escape the pocket pretty good. He had the privileges of having a quarterback that can give him more time to get open. And he was fast. He was fast. He was real fast. So when you got a guy with that kind of speed, if you give him enough time to get open, he's going to get open no matter the coverage. So DeSean had that going on for him. And he milked that cow a lot. I mean, in all his tenure of the Eagles, he averaged around 59 catches per season. You know what I mean? 59 catches per season ain't bad. That was his season average, you know what I'm saying? And he did good. He was a 1,000-yard receiver quite a few times in the league. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's cool stat-wise, DeSean. You look a little something. But was you ever the dream wide receiver? No. You was a speed demon. Kind of almost a one-trick pony, but you did good with yourself. But you was never a possession back. You was never a guy that if I needed 10 yards, you was going to be out there going across the middle, getting that hit, getting them 10 motherfucking yards. You was not that dude like that. You know what I mean? You was not a dude that in one-on-one coverage, if the coverage was good, that I could throw it up. You wasn't Megatron. You wasn't Randy Moss where I could just throw it up. You wasn't the type of receiver that I could just be like, he's there somewhere. I'm just going to throw it up and hope Deshaun get to it. You wasn't that dude. You know what I'm saying? You was not that dude. Yeah. You was a dude that was small, that was quick, that had the ability to get open. And frankly, you're not even Tyreek Hill. You're not even Tyreek Hill, because Tyreek Hill is the same thing. He's a dude that's small and got speed that can get open, but he was, I think Tyreek Hill is essentially better than you. So, you know, you can talk that talk, and then do your Eagles career. You did average 59 catches per season. You had some 1,000-yard seasons, but let's talk about the last year that you played with the Eagles, because you guys said that you guys were the dream team during that last season and that you guys were going to have a chance to be to win more Super Bowls that had y'all stayed together, and Chip Kelly fucked that all up. So let's look at your last season. 2013, you had 82 catches. What? Manning. You did. You had 82 catches. Oh, you did that. 82 catches, 1,400 yards, 9 motherfucking touchdowns. That was your year, boy. That was your year. LeSean was there. Boom. Y'all did y'all thing, right? But Mike Vick only played. He didn't play in all them games. Mike Vick didn't play in all them games. So some of them catches that you made didn't come from Mike Vick. Some of them touchdowns that you scored didn't come from Mike Vick. Some of them yards that was in your yard stats did not come from your boy Mike Vick. So why are you talking about y'all was a dream team? You wasn't part of that dream team. You was catching passes from another dude. Wasn't Mike Vick, you know what I'm saying? So it didn't matter who the quarterback was. Didn't matter if Mike Vick was there or somebody else there, because you was that dude, and that's how it should be, right? You a star wide receiver. You a number one wide receiver. You a Hall of Fame wide receiver. So you being great is not based on the quarterback that you're playing for. It's based on you being that dude. It's based on you being the shit, right? So, if you're the shit, and Mike Vick is the shit, and LeSean McCoy is the shit, then it don't matter where you play, don't matter who you play for, don't matter if Chip Kelly broke y'all up or not. Mike Vick, you the shit. Mike Vick can't win on his own. He needs you. He needs you, and he needs LeSean McCoy. You need Vick. You didn't need Vick. You want to sit up here and say, you know, because that's the narrative, that all three of y'all together was the dream team. So you want to sit up here and say you need Vic, but your last season here, your best season here, Mike Vick wasn't available to you the whole time, and you still flourished without him. Which in turn means McCoy flourished without Vic too. So you and McCoy flourished without Mike Vick there, so why y'all vouching for Vic? This is my point. This takes Mike Vick down. Hey, your wide receiver did good without you. Your running back did good without you. So it was another guy throwing him the ball. So Mike Vick, you're eliminated. You're eliminated. You're not the dream team quarterback. But Deshaun, you was the dream team wide receiver, though, right? But y'all didn't win that year. And you had two more years. You had two more good years after that. The next year, you only caught 56 passes. So the next year, when Chip Kelly said, you know what, I'm going to get rid of you, Deshaun. I don't want you here no more. Because this is what happened. If y'all know the interviews, if y'all here to talk, Deshaun said, I had 82 catches, you know, 1,400 yards, you know, 9 touchdowns, blah, blah, blah. And Chip Kelly didn't get rid of me for my on-the-field antics. He got rid of me for off-the-field shit, whatever excuses he made. He called me a gangster, all that shit. Chip Kelly got rid of me, and I would have been this and I would have been that. And all this shit you talk that he shouldn't have gotten rid of you. But even if none of that other shit, that off the field shit, that gangster shit, him saying that you wasn't a good part of the culture, all of them things, even despite all of that, statistically wise, playing wise, football wise the next season, you went from 82 catches to 56 catches. You had 82 the year before, you had 56 the year after. Okay, you had 300 less yards, you had 6 touchdowns instead of 9. You had declined. So you weren't better at that time, you was worse statistically. And Chip Kelly had a culture there. And you didn't want to be a part of that culture for real. And guess what? Guess what? The way you talking, he was right. The way you talking, Chip Kelly was right. The way you talking, Chip Kelly was right. Because you talking shit. You talking about Chip Kelly did stuff like this and did stuff like that. I went with all that shit. You talking shit. You're talking shit about it now, which leads me to believe that you was talking shit then. Or was you not? You was quiet in that locker room? You was quiet. And then and the shit they said about you being kind of gangster in these streets, is that not true? I don't know. You might not have been gangster. You might not have been doing that gangster shit. But Chip Kelly was saying he had a culture. Chip Kelly was saying he didn't approve of, you know, whatever the culture may be, whatever the case may be, he got rid of you. But even way, you didn't play better. You didn't play better your next season. And you played for a much longer time after that. And you only had 2 more 1,000-yard seasons after that. Yeah, I know you got injured, but the injury's part of it. Durability's part of it. I know you was on bad teams, but you needed Mike Vick. You needed a quarterback that only played 7 games and throws for 54% and less than a touchdown per game. You needed that guy. You needed a Hall of Fame LeSean McCoy-type running back to be successful somewhere else. That was why you declined. That was why you didn't play as good as you played in Philadelphia and other places. Is that what you're saying? So if you need all of that to be a good running back, you a dream running back? If you need a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame running back for you to be a good wide receiver, then does that make you a dream wide receiver? No. So you didn't need them dudes. And I already stand on that you didn't need Mike Vick to be a good wide receiver. So why was your success not the same in other cities? Why was it not the same? Why weren't you as successful in for these other teams as you was in Philadelphia? Because you wasn't that dude for real. You know what I mean? You had some exceptional seasons. You know, you did your best in Philadelphia. You know, sometimes the shit, you know, the universe was working for you. The shit went your way. But you wasn't that dude. You wasn't that dream team, dude. You know what I mean? You was good. You was cool. Should have left it at that. Don't go around talking shit. Your career is what it was. It was cool. You had an NFL career. Like, live with that. Rock out. But that dream team shit, mess me with that bullshit, bro. Mess me with that bullshit because y'all wasn't on that type of time. Y'all had a decent team. Y'all had y'all shot. Y'all lost. That's it. Let's not play the blame game. Let's definitely not be like, oh, Chip Kelly ruined our careers. Chip Kelly fucked up our dreams. Chip Kelly ruined our championship chances. No. Y'all had y'all championship chance. Y'all didn't win. And after that, y'all didn't prove that y'all was championship caliber motherfucking players. Together or apart. Y'all just wasn't. It just didn't end up like that. You know what I mean? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say, but that it is what it is. Lisper, one thing I do, I keeps it reals. I keeps it reals, reals. I don't even know. I said I don't even know. Hey, co-host, you have to get, listen, man, you have to get the fuck out of here because you got me saying shit. I don't even know. I don't even fucking know. Okay. So now, finally, we'll get to you, Mr. LeSean McCoy. Mr. LeSean McCoy, then you get a ring. That's right, you got your Super Bowl win. You ain't play, you ain't do shit about it, but you got your ring, right? You was on the team, right? You was on the Chiefs team, right, when they won the Super Bowl? Yeah, you was. You got a ring. Yeah, you do. You didn't contribute. Me personally, if I'm with that team, I wouldn't have gave you one. I'm sorry. There's no gimmicks today. LeSean don't get no ring. You know what I'm practice squad don't get no ranks. I say nah, I'm just playing. Don't cancel me. Don't get mad at me. I'm not gonna be that ignorant. You got a ring, but did you deserve it? Is that ring? Oh, that's your ring because of all the seasons that you, all the work you put in previously to the team that won the ring. I give you that. That ring, that Super Bowl ring you got, LeSean, is your LeSean McCoy Lifetime Achievement Award. In that case, yeah, you deserve that ring. Keep it, man. Wear it proud, man. Wear it proudly. Be proud about it. You know what I mean? Good. Clap it up. Clap it up for LeSean McCoy, NFL champion, Super Bowl winning, running back to LeSean McCoy. You right about that. Woo! Yes, Liz. Yes. Motherfucking, yes. Praise him. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Amen. Amen, congregation. Hallelujah. But let's talk about you, LeSean. Let's talk about you. 2013, you tore it the fuck up. Ain't no doubt about it. 1,600 motherfucking yards. 9 motherfucking touchdowns. I mean, you tore it up. Tore it the fuck up. You did. You was a dream team running back that year. You was. I was like, damn, look at LeSean McCoy. I was like, damn, best running back in the league. Damn, LeSean McCoy about to make history. He about to become that dude. You was. You tore it the fuck up. You did. And I was just like, you know what? Damn. LeSean is the shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lost. So you telling me that y'all would have won Super Bowls after that when you put up them numbers? You put up them numbers with them dudes and lost. You know what you know how I would feel? You know what I would have did if I had a team where I put up them numbers and we lost, I would not be bigging up these dudes. I would not be with these dudes. I would not be talking shit with these dudes. I'd be hating on these dudes. I would be like, what more could I have done, motherfuckers? Deshaun, you couldn't catch like 2 more touchdowns. Mike Vick, you couldn't play 1 more motherfucking game, dog. You know what I mean? I would not be friends with them. We wouldn't be cool. I would be like, I would be cussing the motherfuckers out. I would be like, yo, we didn't win. We lost. Instead of giving them credit for being dream team motherfuckers, instead of giving them credit for being with me, instead of giving them credit and acting like they was going to be the shit, I would be cussing them motherfuckers out. We lost because of y'all. Fuck that. We ain't lose because of me. Look at my shit. Look at my numbers. Look at what the fuck I was doing. And even with all of this that I gave you two motherfuckers, y'all couldn't win. We couldn't win the championship. The fuck are you talking about? And then you turn to the coach and you go, listen here, coach, you came in. We were supposed to win. We could have did this with Andy motherfucking Reid. Why we fire Andy Reid? Why did we fire Andy Reid? We could have did this with Andy motherfucking. Oh, Lord. I mean, coach, you get fault too. I ain't exonerating Chip Kelly. By no means am I exonerating Chip Kelly, but I'm just saying to y'all guys, like, it ain't all on him. It ain't all on him. And it's hard to say. It is. I admit, it's hard to say that it's on you losing when you have been there, when you have showed up, when you have performed at the highest caliber, when you was the best running back in the league and you didn't win the Super Bowl. I know it's hard for you to say, hey, it's not on me. It's because it's not on you. You did everything you could do. You did what you put up numbers that was deservingly of a starting Hall of Fame, starting Super Bowl winning running back. You did that. I'm not mad at you for that. And when you do that, the blame doesn't go to you. So, yeah, the blame does go to other people. And, yeah, you can say the coach, but you riding with other motherfuckers that didn't give you that. You riding with other motherfuckers on your team that did let you down. Even if it was a defensive player, even if it was like, it could have been anybody. Could have been some guys missing interceptions. Y'all secondary wasn't that good. You know what I mean? It could have been a plethora of people that fault it was, but it wasn't your fault. And the coach is the main coach, so it goes like to him too. So the coach, I agree, can take the brunt of the fault for not winning, but it wasn't your fault, LeSean. But the ultimate thing is y'all didn't win. But don't walk around with the other two motherfuckers that didn't win and act like, okay, now it's 3 of y'all. That wasn't y'all's fault. Y'all didn't win. The numbers say, yeah, y'all played decent. Y'all played good, but here it is. Y'all acting like y'all would win had y'all stayed together. Had y'all got a new coach? Is that what y'all saying? These numbers with a new coach would have won y'all the championship. Y'all would have got Super Bowls. Y'all were a dream team at this time, the team that lost. So y'all saying that coaching, that Chip Kelly's coaching, was that important? Because I do know that we've been having an argument for years and years and years going, was it Belichick or was it Brady? Was it Belichick or was it Brady? Was it Belichick or was it Brady? So y'all motherfuckers better be going on that world tour telling everybody that Tom Brady won it. Y'all motherfuckers better be on that world tour telling everybody that it was because of Bill Belichick that they won the championship. Because right here, y'all saying that the coach is that much important. That a bad coach made a dream team. A bad coach made a dream motherfucking team. A dream team. Teams that people dream of. A team that was dreamed to be in heaven. A team that was supposed to be the standard for the best in the world at what they do. A bad coach made them lose that. A bad coach made them not the champions. The dream team wasn't the champions because a bad coach. Y'all better be team motherfucking Belichick. Oh, but y'all can't. Y'all can't all the way be team Belichick because what did Tom Brady do after Belichick? Tom Brady won a championship. And y'all can't all be dream team motherfuckers because what did y'all do after the dream team broke up? Nothing. Make this shit make the sense. Because it doesn't. It does not make sense, okay? And the Sean McCoy, what did you do after that? Next season, 1,300 yards, 5 touchdowns? So you lost 4 touchdowns, and you lost 300 yards the very next season because you lost your boys. Because you needed them. You was that damn good, but without your Mike Vick, without your DeSean Jackson, that cost you 300 yards and 4 touchdowns in the season. And you did still have some decent years in Buffalo. I'll give you that. You had a couple of more decent years in Buffalo. I wouldn't call them dream team years because you didn't win there either. So you couldn't win without your boys that lost when you was with them. See what I'm saying? So here it is. I know the 2013 Eagles team was good. I know y'all had aspirations to win, but miss me with the dream team shit. And miss me with the whole, it's all Chip Kelly's fault. And miss me with the whole 2 touchdowns. Miss me with the whole 2 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowls. You guys didn't get 1 Super Bowl. And looking at the numbers of the season, after the season that y'all thought y'all was going to get the Super Bowl, y'all wouldn't have got the next one neither. All right? All right? So all you people that was in those comments, LeSean McCoy, Mike Vick, DeSean Jackson, and anybody else that supports them motherfucking pigeons. Have a seat. Fall back on your boy. Because like I said before, and like I'll say again, the Lisper, me, is fucking unfucking defeated. Undefeated. Undefeated. And yeah, I've eaten some crow sandwiches, but that's not a defeat. That's a one time you got lucky, motherfucker. Yeah. Sometimes people get lucky, but defeated, no. Because defeat me, I've got to hold my head down. Defeat, I'd be sad. No, I proudly come on here and eat my crow sandwiches, but I won this one. Ain't no way. Ain't no way I lost this one. I'm the dream. The dream team. I'm the dream team quarterback. I ain't need no help. I did have help. I had some liquid courage. I had some help from my book. Thank you, buddy. Pause. This is a man. It's like, no, I had some help. I had some Starscream. Starscream helped me too. He blasted all of y'all motherfucking theories. You know what I'm saying? I had some help. Starscream's a man too. Pause. No, matter of fact, I don't got to say pause for that. Starscream's my brother. I love him. He helped me out. I can kiss my mans and them. My brother. Not my homies, but you know. Yeah. Look, just nix that whole shit. Just nix that. Just nix that out. I'm drawing. But anyway, so that's it. That's it. I sent your boy Vic. I sent your boy DeSean. I sent LeSean McCoy. I told y'all why y'all not Eagles, y'all's pigeons. I killed it. And so that's it. I'm gonna get on out of here. I'm in the episode, but first I want to say shout out to the Starting Five podcast. You know what I mean? We still doing our thing. Shout out to the fact that we went to J1Con. We went to J1Con this weekend and tore that shit up. We tore that shit up. Shout out to the fact that we as grown men came together in person, you know what I mean? In person, shook hands, looked each other in the eyes, you know what I'm saying? Broke some bread, you know what I mean? Did all kinds of shit, ate some pizza. You know, we did shit, you know what I mean? They supported me and my all over the place endeavors. I was not shamed, you know what I mean? Or embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? So it was a good time. So shout out to that. Shout out to, I still got my shirt right here. Y'all see it? I got to get in the camera. Y'all see it? Y'all see it in there? Certified thot. You know what I'm saying? That's me. I never thought I would be a thot. You know what I mean? I never woke up in the morning and was like, you know what? I want to be a thot today. I never thought that. I always thought thot was a bad thing, but apparently, you know what I mean? Thot, get it popping, bro, because I was a certified thot this weekend, and I do it again. I 100% would do it again. So shout out to Thot Squad for allowing me to bother her, be a nuisance a little bit, follow her around. You know, not creepy, though. I wasn't creepy, but you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Thot Squad. We had a good time. She performed good. She got good music. Shout out to all of that shit. And shout out to you guys, because like I said, the Lisper Podcast is brought today by viewers like you. You know what I mean? Without you, there would be no me. No, this still would be me. I'm lying. Because I would do this with zero, without anybody watching or listening to it. I still do it, because it's an outlet. I told you, I get full up with shit, and I got to get that shit out. That's why I talk it. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's it. Thank you for coming, and I'll holler at you next time. This is the podcast. Once again, I am your host, Tyrone, and I'll see you guys next week. Oh, shit.